Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
In the last episode, I played you the tape of when I found out the Chicken Man was alive. In my years of research, I'd come to understand the Chicken Man had been blamed for the $1 million heist that happened the night of the Ollie Quarry fight, and that he'd been killed as payback. But the press had it wrong. Not only was Chicken Man alive, he was still in Atlanta. I had so many questions. If there was really a hit put on this man, how did he survive? If he didn't set up the robbery, who did? Why didn't he ever follow up with the police or the press to let them know that they'd gotten it wrong? I had to find Chicken Man and get the answers.
It was a part of his lifestyle. He became like Alpha number one. You know, Alpha guy, Chicken Man.
He was access to the party. His reputation was on the line, most definitely, because everybody had faith in him to pull it off.
The gamblers and the jewelry and the minks and the diamonds and the cash, it's all going to converge at Chicken Man's house.
When he put the $25,000 up in the safe, you know, it was talk of business there.
I was standing there, nervous because of the two guys behind me, nervous because of this man in front of me, nervous because I was in a setting where I had no reason to be.
Every hustler, drug dealer, thief, number runner, bootlegger you can think of, all these people came in for this party.
From iHeartRadio and Doghouse Pictures, this is Fight Night. I'm Jeff Keating. After a few weeks, I was able to track down Gordon Williams' number, and I called him on the phone and I said,
"Hey, my name is Jeff Keating. I don't want to bring up any bad memories, but are you the Chicken Man?"
And the phone goes dead for literally like 5 to 10 seconds, and he says,
"Son, I'm Chicken Man." I'm just glad to have a chance to tell the story. My lifestyle, I would call a hustler who dealt with the lottery, with running the moonshine whiskey, the numbers, in violation, I guess you would say. The first crime put me in prison was the lottery. I was what's called a pickup boy.
I'm just so shocked and excited to meet this man, and he greets me at the door, and he's just kind of this soft-spoken, quiet man, and just greets me, so, hey, how you doing? Oh, Jeff, you know, it's nice to meet you. And I tell him, you know, a little bit about myself, and we talk family at first, and I'm just excited that I finally have this guy alive and in front of me, and we get into the discussions about the robbery and that night, and he tells me his whole story.
Well, in school, I had the money in my pocket.
Okay.
I was able to buy the little thing in the community that I wanted to buy.
Okay. That real quickly, Gordon, before you get to that, tell me how you met Short Papa.
How I met Short Papa. Short Papa had, we lived in the projects. Short Papa used to come in there and collect from people in the projects.
Okay.
So I got a chance to meet him, because everybody knew him, because, you know, he got the...
The guy he's talking about here is Short Papa, real name Robert Vambrose. He was Chicken Man's earliest connection to running the lottery in A Life in Crime. Chicken Man and Short Papa could have easily met at Wesley Merritt Pool Hall, and Short Papa was a hustler that tussled with Mr. Hudson early in his career.
Working for Short Papa was the first opportunity you got to buy and do some of the nice things you wanted to do.
Then I started driving for him on the weekend, and then Mom, she getting upset now, so I was stashing the money in the drawer. And so that's when she found out that I was having the money.
What would she say?
Well, I thought you know something. She see the money. Then I was working in the bus grocery store delivering groceries, and when I was working at the barbershop, then of course where I was making a few bucks.
But not money like
that. No, not money like that. So then it becomes, how do I make more money?
So you're working for Short Papa and you're doing that stuff. What comes after Short Papa? How do you kind of move up?
What happened was, after Short Papa, I went to work for Buttermilk, I told you.
Chicken Man moved on from Short Papa and started working for a guy named Buttermilk. He began selling moonshine and picking up numbers. But I didn't realize the kind of money we were talking about for a high school kid in the late 1940s.
What kind of money could you have made?
You know, you get $200, a couple times a week or something like that.
Wait. A couple of $100 a couple of times a week?
Yeah.
In high school, back in those days, that was a lot of money.
Yeah.
You could have been making more than your dad.
Well, I could have been.
Right. Yeah. I mean, at one point, you were pulling in a couple of bills a week.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, $100 back in the late 40s, early 50s, would have been worth around $1,000 today. So Chicken Man was a high school kid bringing in around $1,000 to $2,000 a week. No wonder he wanted to be a hustler. Chicken Man then moved up to his next lucrative venture, drug dealing.
So the marijuana came about to say we were small, I guess dealing with $10 bags and that kind of thing, you know. But my thing was, I always, from the wholesale side, so I was able to meet people and stuff to get it into a quantity. Marijuana was the number one product in the nation. I mean, legal, illegal, whatever. I guess you would say it's like organized crime. It was a part of the lifestyle. It became like I was the number one, you know, I was the guy, Chicken Man, Gordon Williams.
Gotcha. And you slowly built up a little nest egg. And pretty soon, you got a business and you got houses and all that stuff.
I must have had 60 properties at one time.
60?
60.
Houses? What would you do with all of them?
Yeah, well, you know, that's part of the game, right? Yeah.
Chicken Man was the embodiment of the hustler culture. From Miami and Atlanta all the way to New York City, Chicken Man was the hustler's hustler. So it really wasn't surprising at all that he was asked to host this party. And again, the dichotomy of this man in front of me at the time was just hard for me to grasp because I'd been reading so much and hearing so much about the hustler's world. But now I was talking to this man, quiet, soft-spoken. But I will say I do remember occasionally as we started talking about the old life, you'd get a little glint in his eye or a little smile out of the corner of his mouth or just a little twinkle as he was remembering some of the different stuff that happened. So there was still some connection to Chicken Man, and that's what I was really trying to grab hold of.
One of the things that happened was we had been chosen to select the site to have the party. We was in New York, and he was talking about the fight. And I thought it was an opportunity for me to host a party and make some money, too. People come.
This party was the one that Chicken Man hosted for all the hustlers and gangsters in town following the Muhammad Ali Jerry Corey fight.
And then somebody who lived in New York told me that they was passing invitations out in New York. They told me not to invite anybody.
Here's Gordon Williams, Jr.
He was asked to throw the party. His reputation was on the line, most definitely, because everybody had faith in him to pull it off. When the party was getting ready to happen, he stayed there more than he stayed at home because he wanted everything to be so perfect. A few days prior to the party, he started getting really, really nervous about things, and he wanted everything to go so good. He wanted to be just like Vegas. And I was like, wow, this is incredible.
I had no idea that it was going to get as serious as it had gotten.
Every hustler, drug dealer, thief, number runner, bootlegger you can think of across the country checked in motels and stuff like that. But as they were coming in, I could hear the excitement in his voice. They were coming from everywhere because this was a big event. They were coming from Chicago, Detroit, Louisville. I remember a guy from Louisville. They called him Big Daddy. He was a drug dealer too. And all these people came in for this party. And my dad was really, really excited.
Think about this. All this money is coming into Atlanta now. The gamblers and the jewelry and the minks and the diamonds and the cash. It's all going to converge on Atlanta. And it's all going to converge at Chicken Man's house. When you've got that kind of money and those type of people and that type of invitation on the streets, somebody's going to get wind of this and somebody's going to jump on that opportunity. And who would dare try to stick up these gangsters anyway? But in the shadows, underneath everyone's noses, somebody is planning a heist that's going to be talked about for the next 50 years.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
There was engraved invitations being printed in Harlem. These invitations stated that the party was going to last for days. And we know with these invitations that are being sent out all across New York and down in Atlanta that one of these got in the wrong hands.
My dad was really excited about this. This was the cream of the crop. This is the most excited I've ever seen him. And he said that this is going to be, this right here is going to, you know, we're going to live good forever after this. He figured that this right here would take care of us forever.
But they done told me in New York, listen, two people in Atlanta, we don't want to know where the party at. Who was that? One of them was Buddy Gloss.
Remember, Buddy Gloss was one of Chicken Man's competitors that Gordon Williams Jr. told us about in episode one.
He owned a service station right here in Little Five Points, and we used to take so much drugs and hot clothes, and that service station was just like the hub for everybody to go to. If you had something you wanted to get rid of, anything you wanted to get rid of that was hot or stolen, you go right there. Buddy would buy it. Don't care what it was.
Don't tell Penny come out and he don't never know. scammer, so he don't need to know, and we just don't want him to know. I don't do business. He never explained to me why. But they told me don't tell nobody in Atlanta. And after they explained about Buddy,
Chicken Man is talking about Buddy Gloss, one of his competitors, who the gangsters in New York told him not to tell about the after hours party.
That I hadn't told nobody, because that was my oath.
As Chicken Man was getting this house set up, another guy right down the street is buying a shotgun. Whoever's trying to pull this off, they got to be arrogant. They got to be able to navigate the world of these hustlers. They are these hustlers. They got to be able to fit in right under the noses of these gangsters without them even knowing it. Maybe these gangsters just never considered that anyone would have the balls to rob them. But if you think about it, something was bound to happen. There were just too many riches being flaunted in one place, one community, at one time, in the hands of people celebrating, people with their guards down, for there not to be opportunists who would try to take advantage of this window, not to mention a criminal mastermind.
The heavyweight championship fight always attracts the superstars, the rich and the famous.
Here's J.D. Hudson, the lead investigator on the case.
That's just the way that they just always have historically. And with Muhammad Ali, with the controversy of his refusing to go into service and all that legal problems he had his title taken from him, that just generated more interest. They were throwing big parties, you know, no money limit. They were playing poker and shooting dice. You know, back in those years, for $3,000, $4,000, and $5,000 a roll and stuff like that. You know, they had the bodyguards, the entourages with them, and it was just very festive.
I went to the trains and all everything where he trained at, and everything he had made a public appearance or something. Because that was kind of like a Hustlers World Series.
Here's Dr. Hobson.
Muhammad Ali's exhibitions and training at Morehouse College was done so by design. Morehouse College means so much to the Atlanta community. It is the institution of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays, Dr. Samuel Archer. It was also kind of a safe haven. It was one of those places to where he was tucked away, he was protected, and it was in the heart, the skull and bones of Black Atlanta.
Here's J.D. telling me about the amount of money coming in to Atlanta for Muhammad Ali's comeback fight.
Before the fight, these hustlers who flew in, some of them had their Rolls Royces driven to Atlanta.
So these people had money.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
There must have been 8 or 10 Rolls Royces, all kind of big cars and hustlers and pimps dressed like the movie stars.
Okay.
In front of the Regency.
So the Hyatt Regency Hotel, being this new chic modern hotel, was particular to the Black community, and it was even made to be the headquarters for the Ali fight. And it filled up with droves of Black people wanting to see the champ come back in this Black city. So if you were anybody coming to Atlanta, you better believe you rode in your finest car, you had on your finest clothes, and you were staying in the finest hotel downtown.
The Regency Hyatt was very prominent in the news because it opened on May 1st of 1967.
This is my mom. She and my dad met at the Regency Hyatt and had recently gotten married.
And it created quite a frenzy in the world because it was the first atrium hotel. Atlanta in 1970 was a city evolving into a contemporary cosmopolitan city.
The Regency wasn't just a hotel in downtown when it first opened in 1967. It actually had a deep connection with Atlanta's Black population and its culture. And here's my dad again, Tom Keating.
I had been in the Regency the Sunday before or even the day of the fight, and I had seen all the regality of all the Black elite and also the Black criminal elite. And so I had seen things I'd never seen before. And I would have been out of my element. I would have been saying to myself, oh my goodness. And then the next thing I would see, I would have said, oh my goodness, even bigger. And the third thing I would have seen, I would have said, oh my God.
People coming to Atlanta, visitors from out of town, were fascinated with this hotel. Aretha Franklin, Jesse Jackson, John Wayne, all the presidents from Nixon to Clinton actually stayed at that hotel. It had a lounge called the Le Parasol Lounge. It was a cocktail lounge that hung in the air by a wire. And it had a three-story aviary with live exotic birds in it, the macaws and parrots and cock of the rock, which is a tropical bird. And it was constantly filling the air with native sounds. Martin Luther King and the Southern Christian Leadership Conference tried to get their first annual meeting at a hotel in Atlanta, and it was the only hotel that would allow them to be hosted there. King called the Hyatt Regency the Hotel of Hope.
The latest iteration of Atlanta as the Black Mecca is Black expressive culture. It is a young, sexy, active kind of city, and why not wrap that around Muhammad Ali, who's fighting at the age of 28? And hey, let's come down here and let's stunt. Hey, let's show the world what we're made of and have a good time.
Not only was the Regency Hotel the place where all the celebrating and parties took place, it was also where Muhammad Ali and his entourage were staying. My dad, who was a teacher across the street at St. Joe's, got up the nerve to track down his room number with the intention of asking Ali to speak to his students. Here's my mom describing the scene my dad encountered as he walked into the lobby.
It had a 22-story floor-to-ceiling atrium. The elevators were all glass, and they raced up and down the atrium at a speed of 710 feet a minute. It had sparkling lights in each elevator.
So I went up. And knocked on the door. And two of the largest black guards who were protecting him came to the door. Maybe one had the gun out. I remember two very tall, certainly to me, overwhelming size guards came. And I told them who I was. And I asked them if I could please ask Mr. Ali that I was hoping he would meet children at St. Joe's. I was feeling anxious and determined to get to where I could ask him to come talk to students. And for some reason, they let me by that little alcove area. When I stepped into the room, he was in bed with the sheets up to his, just below his chest. I was standing there, nervous because of the two guys behind me, nervous because of this man in front of me, nervous because I was in a setting where I had no reason to be. But I plunged on. I asked if he would consider motivating the students at St. Joe's. And we had some quick discussion about the fee he would receive. And I think he mentioned that he was used to $1,500. And I volunteered that the best I could do would be two hot dogs and a Coke. He said that he'd get back to me when he got back from his next venture, which was to go to Hawaii, if I remember. And so I kind of, the way you do with royalty, backed out of the room, I'm sure stuttering or being nervous, and left the floor and went downstairs with some confidence that at least I had gotten through the experience and had asked him to do something to help the kids.
You have all of these different forces coming together at the Regency. You have JD and his policeman and his security detail for Ali. You've got Ali and his entourage. You've got Chicken Man and all the hustlers that were coming back from the fight that were about to be preparing to go to the party. You've got celebrities that are in town partying. You've got journalists from all over the world that are there. Everybody is coming in to one spot. The Regency was just like the central location of Atlanta. And the whole time this is happening in the background, you have a mastermind at work preparing for the biggest heist in history.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
And people just converged into Atlanta. All the hotels were sold out. Like one guy bought the whole 10th floor to build my hotel, moved everybody out, paid for them to be relocated.
So, but what happened was, now we got it all set. And the day that the people started arriving into Atlanta, so when I get to the airport, and we get out, we run up there, people coming into Atlanta because the fire, I mean, the airport was busy. That's when the airport was sitting back up on that hill. And
yeah.
So when I get there to pick up JB, I meet Fireball. So Fireball introduced me to this guy. He said, listen, will you run us by the hotel?
Chicken Man is picking up JB, his friend from New York, and he meets Fireball, who he already knew from his earlier years in Atlanta, and Fireball's friend. He agrees to take them to Atlanta's Biltmore Hotel, and then he'll run JB to the Regency where all the action is going on.
Get in the car. So we get in the car, Fireball, and the fella that was with Fireball were talking about Atlanta's varsity having better hot dogs than they have in New York in the little car. So that was a conversation between them.
Here's Dr. Hobson.
The Varsity is an establishment in downtown Atlanta that borders Georgia Institute of Technology. It's off of North Avenue. So as a result of this, the Varsity also becomes a place where some young people, black and white, had an opportunity to get jobs.
So they wanted to go to the Biltmore Hotel. Fireball being from Atlanta knew where the Varsity was. Mm-hmm. He knew the Varsity was right there at the Biltmore Hotel. Mm-hmm. So he wanted me to carry them by the Varsity to get some hot dogs.
Chicken Man just picked up two of his friends from the airport, Fireball and another guy from New York. These are dangerous guys who've committed violent crimes, and they're headed to the Varsity, which is cash heavy.
The Varsity was able to serve massive amounts of people in a very short period of time. And so we all know that there was serious exchange of cash, that the managers that be were cash heavy. I mean, they had a lot of cash on them because it was a fast transaction.
So when we get to the Varsity, the boy was with Fireball said, man, this be a hell of a place to rob. So he said that, JB, who was with my friend, he said, look, this motherfucker talking about robbing somebody. So I said, well, that's Fireball's friend. I don't know. He upset.
The guy who says, this would be a hell of a place to rob, we believe is Richard Wheeler. Chicken Man and his friends are pissed
this guy is talking about sticking up the varsity, one of the hot spots in their town. However, this is nothing compared to what Richard Wheeler has in store for them.
So we took five of them on to the Biltmore. So we go to the Regency. So, you know, he was still upset about it, about the robbery part. Uh-huh. But when I get to the hotel, we rent the room. We go to, they got a reservation, but they want credit card, right? Uh-huh. So he ain't got no credit card. So I tell you, he put up like $25,000. So they give us, they get the room, right? He get all the room that's vacant,
right?
On that floor,
right?
Well, he put the $25,000 up in the safe. The folk went to, you know, they were the talk of business there. So now it's the night before the fight. I went and got my wife and went and checked in the hotel. I knew this thing was serious. Girl, I told me to go and get some serious dudes at this house. I'd have been one of the guys who gonna rob the place.
Chicken Man has checked his wife into a hotel. We assume to keep her away from the action and the girls that he's entertaining. One of his buddies just dropped $25,000 for a whole floor at the Biltmore Hotel. And another guy, Richard Wheeler, who wanted to rob the varsity right when he got into town, we believe is casing Chicken Man's house for a huge score. And one of Chicken Man's girls recognizes there are some serious gangsters at their house partying. Looking back, he knows that one of these guys set up the robbery at his house and changed his life forever.
Fight Night is a joint production from iHeartRadio, Will Packer Media, and Doghouse Pictures in association with Psychopia Pictures. Produced and hosted by Jeff Keating. Executive producers are Will Packer, James Lopez, Kenny Burns, Dan Bush, Lars Jacobson, and Noel Brown. Supervising producer is Taylor Chicoine. Story editors are Noel Brown and Dan Bush. Written by Jeff Keating and Jim Roberts. Edited by Matt Owen. Mixing and sound design by Jeremiah Kulani Prescott. Music written and performed by the Diamond Street Players. Additional music by Ben Lovett. Audio archives courtesy of WSB News, Film, and Videotape Collection, Brown Media Archives, University of Georgia Libraries. Special thanks to Dr. Maurice Hobson and David Davis.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.